Because you want to hear bacon and eggs on your outdoor griddle, not the scraping of rust. Introducing the Weber Slate Rust-Resistant Griddle. Stays ready, not rusty, with a carbon steel cooktop pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. The Weber Slate heats evenly edge to edge up to 500 degrees. All you'll hear is the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Slate Rust-Resistant Griddle just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
Dorothy in Illinois, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I was basically calling about a problem I'm having in my dining room. I'm living in a home that is about 65 years old, and I decided that I hated the wallpaper in the dining room and thought that I would just remove the wallpaper. I just didn't realize the problem I was going to get into. First of all, I had to go through 7 layers of wallpaper.
Wow.
Once I got all the wallpaper off, I realized that as I was taking the final couple layers off, actually what was underneath that I thought was drywall is actually plaster.
Hmm. Do you know if the plaster is on wood lath?
Yes, it's on wood lath.
Wow.
And pieces of the plaster have fallen off with the wallpaper. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so now
that doesn't
I have these holes, and my concern is, how do I repair the holes so that I can paint or re-wallpaper?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to obviously have to repair the plaster, and the best way to do that is with a plaster mix. You can use spackle, but if you got real plaster and mixed it up, it's probably going to adhere better than the spackle would to the old plaster.
Is there any prep that needs to be done to the edge of this, you know, tear in the plaster, if you will, to make sure that it's susceptible?
I would probably, because you don't know what's on that surface, I'd probably sand it a little bit as a final step before I patched it. But here's a really important step. After you get it all patched up, I would recommend that you prime the entire wall with a good quality oil-based primer, not a water-based, but an oil-based primer, because that's going to seal that in. You're going to have different levels of porosity on that wall. Some's going to be more absorbent than others. And if you don't prime it, you're going to find that the paint on top of that is not going to have an even finish.
Okay.
So repair it with plaster and then prime it, and you'll be good to go.
After countless steps and more than a few miles, your dog drives you forward one last time to make that final climb. And as the rising sun peeks out from the horizon, you know, incredible happens here, because it starts here with the fuel that makes it all possible, Pro Plan Sport. Discover advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours at ProPlanSport.com.